question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Thanks for staying with us for that quick break as we move from sleep and daylight savings to true outdoor adventure. We're now up to the personal connection segment of our two-hour live broadcast, and we're sponsored by Ancestry.com/Carrie.
Our family, our heritage, and where we all come from is something each of us carries with us every day, and there are many paths to finding your family story. Ancestry.com/Carrie can help you easily get started, from tracing your family generations back with a family tree all the way to uncovering your ethnicity.
You know, researching your history, it's a fun activity that can bring the whole family closer. It also makes a great gift item, too. No other DNA test delivers such an interactive experience, so start making discoveries with your own Ancestry DNA kit and free trial at Ancestry.com/Carrie. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, our guest for our personal connection segment today is Will Gadd. Will's an elite athlete. He's a mountain and ice climber. He grew up in a family that loved the outdoors. Now, I realize lots of families love the outdoors, but what made Will's different is that it resulted in a direct influence on his path in life. I'm not going to give any more away, since I know he's waiting for us on that show hotline. Let's say hello and find out more.
Nice to have you on the program today with Mary and me, Will. Welcome to RM World Travel.
Thank you, Robert, Mary, for having me on.
Nice to have you with us. So listen, you know, based on Mary's intro, I'd say a good place to start is at the beginning with your family. Growing up in a family that enjoyed the mountains is one thing, Will. I mean, I think we'd all agree on that. But your parents had you in the mountains at a very young age, whether summiting, climbing, skiing. I mean, I could go on with the list here. I'd like you to share a little bit about your childhood and how all those travels and experience influenced you, because you made a career out of climbing and it's taken you to so many places.
Oh, it's been great. Yeah. I mean, my parents were climbers, and my mom only stopped climbing when she was pregnant with me, when she could no longer see her feet. So I got a very early start, so to speak.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Just traveling around in the mountains with them as a kid, and a lot of the skills that are necessary for whatever you do in the mountains or outdoors, just learning how to stay warm when it's cold, and, you know, camp in the snow and just be comfortable outside. Or those are just lifelong skills. So I was very lucky to get that, and then some technical skills with ropes and things outside of that. But yeah, some great memories of my family. You know, from the outside, it might have looked, you know, somewhat close to child. I don't know what you call it.
Well, yeah, we don't want to listen to a national radio show. Yeah. We'll just say that they were starting you early. Let's put it
very early. So, well, we've already gotten a little personal. You're in our personal connection segment today, but I want to get just a little more personal. So, first of all, it sounds like I can hear it in your voice. You clearly appreciate your upbringing, and it's been part of your entire life. You've made a career out of it. But I'm curious. I think you do have a child. Are you passing these skills on to your child?
Yeah, I mean, I've got two daughters. They're 10 and 13. They're fired up on life. They've, for better or worse, got some of my characteristics. And, and you know, they love going outside. And ever since they were little kids, even infants, they would be much better outside. I think everybody's better outside. And so when the kids were, you know, they wouldn't sleep, I'd put them in a backpack and hike them up and down a mountain, and they would sleep. So and then they've taken that on. And I try to limit pretty carefully the hazards they're exposed to when we do go out into the mountains. But life's not risk-free. And if you want to do fun things and get out with your kids, then you got to take a little bit of risk.
Yeah,
but
there's
they
a...
are kids. You're responsible for them. So, you know, you got to bring them back. That's the rule.
Yep, good rule. And certainly a lot of life lessons in learning how to take care of yourself in the outdoors. All right, let's get into some of your accomplishments. And I have to start with climbing frozen waterfalls, something that to me looks terrifying. One, because not all the water is frozen around you. And two, because, well, it looks terrifying. I watched your video of you climbing a portion of Niagara Falls a few years ago. I know you worked with New York State. You got, I believe, the first permit to do that. You made sure it was, you know, safe for the environment because you're chipping into the ice. But what I really want to know is how you felt. I know you're an experienced ice climber, but when you're on the ground looking up at these amazing waterfalls at Niagara and the water's crashing on around you and you're about to climb up on the ice, did you get scared?
Yeah, I think if you're not scared in that environment, something's wrong with you. You know, you better, that part of your brain better be lighting up a little bit. And that says, hey, pay attention now, and this is serious, and get focused. And as you just said, you know, it took years of work to get that permit. And so at that point, you're worried about permits and how you're going to keep your crew safe. And, you know, the water level there fluctuates a lot with power generation. You've got a million and one problems. And then you solve them all, and you think of all the things that can go wrong, from rescue to a crew member getting hurt you know, just every risk you can think of and how to actually mitigate it, not just recognize it, but what are you going to do about it? And then you're standing at the base of Niagara Falls and the ground is shaking because it is loud.
Well, the thunder, right, of that pounding water, absolutely.
Have you guys been there?
Oh,
yes.
Many times we've been up there. I mean, probably three or four times.
Right? It's really powerful.
It's super powerful.
Yeah, it's amazing. So to stand there and feel that, think, I'm going to climb the ice now, it does get your attention. And then, you know, I've put my life into learning how to do this really well. So it's an achievable climb, but I'd be lying if I said I wasn't nervous. I'd try to use that energy to pay more attention. And, you know, your focus goes from huge, like, how do I keep this safe for everybody, down to, is my tool in the ice really good?
Yeah.
And then you top out, and then it's back to thinking about
your clearly, trip. You might have had a little fear, but you survived that, and you're here. You know, and Will, I've got a list in the front of me of all of your records and achievements, you know, in climbing and paragliding, winning 3 gold medals at the X Games. I could go on. I see the last achievement. It makes me laugh a little bit. It just ties back to what we just said. It's surviving. So clearly, you're an experienced and accomplished climber. I really want to know, does the mental act of thinking about survival play into your climbs, or do you focus mainly on your skills and just thinking about what you're doing in the moment to ensure success?
And that's a really good question. Thank you. I think for me, that's always the goal, is that everybody goes home at the end of the day. And in any high-consequence environment, whether it's something as simple as driving your car, you know, it's a high consequence environment. If you get it wrong, the outcomes are really serious. So I try to use that to help me focus and be aware, not only of myself, but of the environment and the team and everybody who's there, and instill that kind of ethic in people. You know, I get the line a lot when I'm applying for permits or something. They're like, oh, you're a Red Bull adrenaline junkie. And there, you know, there's a sliver of truth there. I like doing interesting, fun, complicated things. But overall, it's about executing stuff really well. And if I'm getting a big hit of adrenaline, then I've kind of done something wrong. You know, it's not a very good
point. Yeah, no, good point. It's a differentiator. Good points. I want to get to your coaching before we run out of time and your teaching, because this is not something that you just do yourself with your team. You do enjoy coaching and teaching people how to climb. Just talk to us a little bit about what that means to you.
Well, I like sharing the things I love with other people. And if I'm coaching somebody how to ice climb, or sharing, you know, risk management theories at a talk to a big corporation, or any of the things I do, the way I learn best is to really teach. If you can teach something, then you actually understand it. So, I always say, and it's true, that I didn't really know how to ice climb until I had to teach it to a bunch of people who didn't ice climb over the years. And, you know, I love that, and seeing them grow. And I can honestly take just about anybody and get them ice climbing. If you can climb a flight of stairs, you can ice climb. So if you guys want to go ice climbing, let me know. You need a
All right, well, I'll keep it in mind. Not Niagara.
No, we may not want video for that, though, at least for our first run or two, I would say. Right?
So that's fun.
Well, you're enthusiastic. I can hear that.
Clearly.
It's enticing. You know, and really, you know, as I listen to you speak with us today, Will, I know we're reaching you up in Canada today. I mean, in hearing what you describe, or how you describe what you do, I can't imagine you doing anything else in the world. I mean, they always say when you meet somebody who is truly passionate about what they're doing, they found their niche. So are you doing exactly what you want to do? Am I right about that? Or do you have other goals ahead in the future?
Well, I think I'm doing mostly what I'd like to do, but there's parts of life you got to grind on, right? I've got to do my emails. I've got to do my invoicing. These are all the things that we got to grind on. But most days I get to go outside and, either with a climbing partner or a guest or you know, a film team or whatever I'm working on, I get to do something fun outside with my friends. And since I was a little kid, doing the same thing with my parents, that's what I really love to do. So I am very lucky that I have a life that, you know, most days I get to share and enjoy the mountains.
Well, we can hear that in your voice. And really quick, in about 30 seconds, of all the things you've done and places you've gone, what sticks in your mind the most of all your travels?
You know what? I like that act of just making a trip happen, you know, that future. I tend not to look back too much. It's like, where can I go and what can I do with who and where and my family and Greece, wherever. I want to go. So it's the future that's most exciting to me at getting out there.
Well, and frankly, all of us right now just want to make it happen. So that's a good way to put that. Folks, listen, if you want to connect with Will yourself, you can do that through his website. It's just willgad.com, and that's Will, W-I-L-L-G-A-D-D, so two Ds, willgad.com. Will, really nice to meet you today. We appreciate you giving us some of your time. Have a great weekend, okay?
Likewise. Take care and have a great summer.
You too. Thanks, Will. Take care. Bye.
All right, just going to go make it happen.
Okay, I would trust him to teach us how to ice climb.
Just no video initially. You know, until we master it.
We need the video to be able to look back and say, hey, we should have done this or whatever.
Listen, as we approach 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time on this 13th day of March, we're going to take a quick time out for some sponsor messages. 30% of the show still remains, including listener emails, so stick around and don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.